This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The central government has announced an increase in minimum wage rates by revising the variable dearness allowance. The new wage rates will take effect from the 1st of next month. The minimum wage rates are categorized based on skill levels, unskilled, semi-skilled, skilled and highly skilled, as well as by geographical areas A, B and C. After the revision, minimum wage rates for workers in Area A in construction, sweeping, cleaning and loading and unloading for unskilled work will be 783 rupees a day. For semi-skilled workers, the minimum wage will be 868 rupees a day. And for skilled, clerical and watch and ward without arms, the minimum wage will be 954 rupees a day. For highly skilled workers in watch and ward with arms, the revised wage will be 1,035 rupees a day. The department-related standing committees of the parliament has been constituted. Bhartuhari Mahtab of BJP will head the panel on finance, while Shashi Tharoor of Congress will chair the committee on external affairs. Former Union Minister Radha Mohan Singh will be the chairperson of the defence panel, and BJP Rajya Sabha MP Radha Mohan Das Agrawal will head the department-related standing committee on home. Government has blocked sites on the internet that are exposing the Aadhaar and PAN details of the citizens. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has identified some websites that were exposing sensitive personally identifiable information, including Aadhaar and PAN card details of the citizens. Further, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team has shown some security flaws in the alleged websites. The concerned website owners have been guided on the actions to be taken at their end to make necessary changes and fix the sensitivities. India has moved up to 39th place among 133 global economies in the Global Innovation Index, GII, 2024. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that India also ranks first among the 10 economies in the Central and Southern Asia region. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal highlighted the remarkable achievements under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership. World Tourism Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is celebrated on the 27th of September every year, highlighting tourism's role in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is tourism and peace. The day also aims to foster a more sustainable and equitable tourism industry for future generations. Atop Hezbollah commander Mohammad Hussein Srour was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanese capital Beirut yesterday. The Israeli Defense Force has confirmed the death of Mohammad Hussein Srour, commander of Hezbollah's aerial forces, in an airstrike in Beirut. According to military sources, Srour was responsible for directing numerous aerial attacks on Israel, including those involving explosive-laden drones and cruise missiles. The strike was carried out amid rising tensions in the region, with war games simulating maneuvers in Lebanon being conducted by Israel. Sri Lanka has reinstated the previous ETA-based visa-issuing system, allowing all foreigners to apply for visas under this system. In April this year, Sri Lanka's Department of Immigration and Emigration switched to a new visa portal, roping in a private consortium under which visa fees was raised. Earlier last month, the island's Supreme Court had suspended a contract given to the private consortium to deal with visa issuance. In cricket, India won the toss and chose to field first in the second and final test match against Bangladesh at the Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. The toss was delayed due to wet outfield. The match will start at 10:30 a.m. India have fielded the same playing 11 as the first match, while Bangladesh has made two changes in their team. Tajul Islam and Khalid Ahmed have replaced Nahid Rana and Taskin Ahmed. In the Macau Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will lead the Indian Challenge in the round of eight today. In men's singles quarterfinals, six-seeded Kidambi Srikanth will clash against Hong Kong's Angus Eng Ka Long. The match will begin in a short while from now. And that is the end of this news bulletin.